And let me just reiterate where we are in the regular agenda and what we're going to attempt to do this afternoon. I've moved item 1140 to next week. We had a hearing on 1141, and it now has moved to second reading. We've completed our action on 1142. In a few minutes, we're going to take up 1143. The second reading items on page 4 of our agenda, items 1144, 1148, and 1149, we'll be taking action on today. The other three items, 1145, 1146, and 1147, are going to be moved to next week. That will then enable us to get to a part of the afternoon agenda, namely item 1150, and I understand we're going to be returning item 1151 to Commissioner Novick's office until some later date. That makes sense?
Thank you, Steve.
So, yeah, thanks, Steve. Appreciate your flexibility.
By the way, this is the second time that your agenda items have
Don't take it personally.
I'm not taking it personally.
All right. Okay, so then let's take up 1143, please.
Sure. Roll call first.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, let's take roll call first.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Hales?
Here. Yes, we do. So 1143, they are here on that item, so come on up.
1143, authorize a contract with Labyrinth Solutions, Inc. for implementation services for SAP Enterprise Asset Management at a not-to-exceed amount of $1,850,000.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Satish Nath, and I am the Enterprise Business Solutions and SAP.
You can move the mic a little closer to your mouth.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Satish Nath, and I'm the Enterprise Business Solutions and SAP Support Manager. With me is Celia Heron from OMF Policy Unit. The action we are asking the Council to take today is to authorize Chief Procurement Officer to enter into a contract with Labyrinth Solutions, Inc., also known as LSI, to implement SAP Enterprise Asset Management functionality for the city's enterprise system. EBS has presented the Enterprise Asset Management project to the Technology Executive Steering Committee and Technology Oversight Committee, and we will continue to provide regular updates to both TESC and TOC. I would like to talk about a few business drivers for this project, and then we will answer any questions you have. Citi purchased SAP software in 2006. While Citi is still paying license for the full business suite, we have implemented and currently use about 71% of the software. This project will increase Citi's use from 71 to 87%. The Enterprise Asset Management project will replace multiple shared systems in Citi bureaus, which will meet IT recommendations of consolidation of applications. The Enterprise Asset Management project will also consolidate current business processes related to collection and reporting of data for city-owned real estate properties. And finally, the Enterprise Asset Management solution responds to a couple of audit findings of 2015. So we are here to answer any questions you have.
Okay. Questions for Satish or Celia? Thank you both very much. Appreciate you waiting for this item. We'll see if there's anyone signed up to speak on it.
Substitute, you want to move that?
Oh, is there a substitute?
It went out with the Tuesday memo yesterday.
Sorry, yes, there is. Okay, is there a motion to adopt the substitute?
So moved. Would you like to explain to us what it is?
The substitution of the ordinance and the impact statement was after some discussion. This item had been on council agenda last week and was pulled for discussion with Water Bureau and Bureau of Environmental Services to address some of their questions. And so part of their feedback was they thought that the language of the ordinance could have been clearer in terms of the citywide benefit, because a component of the larger module will be citywide implementation of the flexible real estate module, where the other components will be a pilot for one bureau. Presumably, then other bureaus will have the option to add on to that as well. So the request was that the language be clarified on that point.
Thank you.
Helpful. Is there a second on the motion?
Second.
Further discussion? So let's take a vote on the motion to accept the substitute, and then we'll see if we have any testimony.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish?
I'm going to vote aye, and I also want to thank the team for those conversations. Mm-hmm. They were very fruitful, and the bureaus that I lead were grateful to be able to sit down at the table and work out some concerns.
It was a good conversation.
Thank you.
Aye.
Fails.
Aye. And is there anyone standing by to speak on this item?
We've had 16 people signed up. They've asked me to read all the names, okay. And then if there's
any of them
around,
are here,
they'll
then
come
they can
over.
Speak. They may be in the Portland building.
Oh, right.
Okay. So. This is for 1143, David Davis, Robert West, Cecile Evans, Teresa Redford, thank you. Redford, Gregory McKelvey, Ashley Lansdorf, I know she is here, and Alicia Young, Larnie Moore, might be Latharine Moore, Frank Martinez, the artist Vanderlyn, Steve or Sten Sherman, maybe, or Stevenson, Jesse Sponberg, Joseph Gordon, Ashanti Hasu, Charles Johnson, and Kelly Francois.
Okay, any of those folks here?
Young woman here.
Are you here for that item? Come on up, please.
And then just to clarify for people at home, the people may be in the Portland building,
yes,
right now.
And give them a chance to come across the street, and we'll find out if they're over there and let us know, please. And then if they are, we'll make sure they get a chance to come speak on this item. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So I'm Ashley Langsdorf, and I'm here for truth about Labyrinth Solutions, no matter who tells it. I'm for justice about Labyrinth Solutions, no matter who it is for or against. My name is Ashley Langsdorf. I'm here as a longtime Portland resident, as a product of the Oregon public school system, and as someone who cares deeply about the people of our city. I am here because I am an engaged and concerned citizen. But mostly I am here to speak, to share my words, to lend my voice because I can, because others can't. There are people who want to be here, who wish to have their voices heard. Please know, what you do here matters a great deal, and there are people who want to be part of the conversation. The opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. And the opposite of life is not death, it's indifference. Your people want to talk with you, to work together to make Portland safe and just and well. Your people are passionate, frustrated, committed. They want to participate in this dialogue about their city, their safety, their labyrinth solutions. Now is not the time to stop the conversation. These are hard, challenging conversations. Tempers can flare, emotions are high, but I have faith that we can figure it out together. Please don't stop listening. This is a maze, an enigma, a puzzle, a tangled web. Let us together find a labyrinth solution.
Thank you very much. Okay, did we determine if there's anyone over in the Portland building waiting for this item?
I'm not sure. I'm over in the Portland building.
Somebody can just text me if there's people over there. We might want to make sure that we don't exclude anyone, but also not wait for people that have not stuck around.
Here, could we pick up some second readings while we're waiting?
Let's do that. We'll set this item aside for a minute, and let's go to second reading items on the calendar, which start next, I believe, with 1144.
1144, vacate a portion of an unnamed alley between North Midway Avenue and North Columbia Boulevard, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Roll call, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hale.
Aye. 48.
Approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program for Cause 16th and Marshall, located at 1015 and 1033 and 1039. Northwest 16th Avenue.
Roll call vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
This is really an exciting project with 28 units to be rented to low and moderate income households and a mixture with 127 mixed-use housing developments. So it's a very good project. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And 1149.
Approve application under the multiple unit limited tax exemption program for cause 2211 Southwest 4th, located at 2211 Southwest 4th Avenue.
Roll call, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
And similar, this has 22 low-income units in 108-unit development. So again, good project. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay,